I don't know the details of his sickness, which has never been revealed. However, his health has been an issue, part of the campaign since 2008, within his party and thereafter in the battle with the major opposition party for power. They've raised it that he wasn't feeling well. And so issues about health have been in the public domain for some time.
Dr. Akwete, as you said, the Vice President John Mahama has been sworn in. What does this say about Ghanaian democracy?
This is the first time that a certain president died in office, so it's an uncharted water. But fortunately, the Constitution is clear. Article 66 says if the president resigns or is removed or dies, the vice president should be sworn in immediately. That has been complied with to the letter. He is sworn in. He has to take the oath of the presidency, and he has to serve the remaining term of the president who is now out of office. Once that is done, he has limited time to then also nominate a vice president who would have to be endorsed by parliament. And it has been complied with to the letter.
And this says something about Ghanaian democracy, as you said, because if this were another African country where the president dies in office, there may be all kinds of rumors of maybe is the military going to take over or what? Is there something that other countries can learn from Ghana?
Well, in our case, we have become a much more open society. And really, the nature of politics and public debates makes it difficult to keep anything secret. Now, probably the background to that is our own history. You know, we used to be a politically unstable country with military interventions, coup d'etat, and so on. But we have come to understand that the rule of law means we must respect the Constitution, and not only respect the Constitution, when in doubt, go straight to the Supreme Court.
You know that your country, Ghana, is coming into an election this year. What does his death do to the upcoming election, particularly the ruling party?
What I suspect would happen is that, as I said, it's a new situation, but the ruling party would have to also endorse the president now, who has just been sworn in, as their candidate or not. I think the chances are that he was vice president. He campaigned with the late Professor Tamils in the primaries, and so they are likely to consider him. It's too short a time. The major opposition party has already announced that it's suspending campaign and various other activities to honor and help in uniting the nation. So we are likely to see a number of things unfolding. Nobody has clarity on how things are going. But certainly, I do not think the elections will be postponed.